Howdy, neighbors. Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with Jack Ward of the American Hereford Association. We're back with Jack here in just a moment. Horn flies are a major threat to cattle, causing stress, weight loss, and disease. Get protected with Altacid IGR, now priced at just 2 to 3 cents per head per day. This feed through works to prevent the emergence of adult flies in manure of treated cattle. And unlike ear tags and sprays that require the effort of handling cattle, Altacid IGR spreads as your animals graze. Ask for Altacid IGR by name in your feed or mineral supplement, or visit AltacidIGR.com to learn more about protecting your profits with the best value on pasture.
A farmer's hands deserve a hand. These are the hands that hold the soil, sow the seeds, that build, fix, and mend as they firmly grip the wheel of the entire operation. At BASF, we ensure your hands also hold the rewards of your work, with smart farming technology and digital tools like GrowSmart Advantage to help every acre perform at its peak. So at season's end, we can all put our hands together for a farmer's hands. BASF, helping you do the biggest job on earth.
Had the opportunity at the end of this last week to spend some time talking with Jack Ward, Executive Vice President of the American Hereford Association. He says at the halfway point for the fiscal year for the breed, things are looking very good.
Well, Ron, I'm excited to say it started off. Our fiscal year starts September 1, and we're having another really good year. Last year was an incredible year financially. Numbers were up even through the pandemic. Ranchers and farmers, cattlemen, they're very resilient. They understood that our job is to produce meat and protein for the world, and they took that very seriously and kept going. Our business was good, and I'm happy to share that our bull sales were up. We sold more numbers. The average price paid for the bulls that were reported through the AHA was up, and this spring has been no slowdown. Honestly, I haven't actually put a pencil to it yet, but in general, when we go and look at sale averages compared to a year ago by operation, it appears as though they're selling even a few more bulls and at a higher average or close to the same average. So it's really good. We've got a lot of challenges just in the beef cattle industry, period, as we change the world and we talk about sustainability, environmental impact, those kinds of things, of whether it's the consumer or that retailer, private industry, whoever it is kind of asking us to do that. We're taking that very seriously at Hereford because we know we have some very inherent positives there in terms of feed efficiency, using a Hereford bull on an alternate breed cow, whether it be a Bos Indicus, Bos Taurus type cow. You get a boost in heterosis, and that heterosis effect shows its biggest favor towards those lowly heritable traits like fertility and longevity. And then Hereford's, they're docile. And, as we see this age go up in these ranchers, that becomes very important. So I'm very excited about where we are, where we're headed. Within the next 3 weeks, we're going to have a strategic planning meeting in Kansas City. We've been working on that as far as putting together information surveys, focus groups since last fall. And it's kind of coming to a head here pretty soon as we get into the boardroom and start having some real thought process towards that.
And Jack Ward says he's also very proud of all the work they've been able to do with the youth involved in the Hereford breed.
The final thing, we have a junior program, and it's an incredible program, and you were mentioning about the importance of what we're doing here in this show steer and selecting cattle that represent the industry. I'm very proud of what we do, our team there in the junior side. We obviously have a great show, a lot of kids involved in that. Lots of leadership and educational opportunities. And one of the things we started, I believe, 5 or 6 years ago is a Fed Steer Shootout, we call it. And we allow junior members to send steers to a central feed yard. Right now we're at HRC in Kansas. And they bring those cattle in and we feed them as a group. We track their performance all the way through the rail, and we do give some prizes to those kids that have the ones that win. But it's been such a great educational opportunity, and it's been something that's really taught our juniors about the end product part of this marketplace. And so I'm very proud of that. So a lot of good things going on at Hereford in all businesses.
Talking about the current status of the breed, that's Executive VP of the American Hereford Association, Jack Ward. You've got the beef buzz on Ron. Hey, cattle producers, your next Superior Video Livestock Auction coming Thursday, March 24th. It'll be happening on Dish Network Channel 997 and SuperiorClickToBid.com. Video auction started at 8 a.m. Central Time. 21,780 head to sell, including 7,600 feeder steers, 4,500 feeder heifers, and over 7,000 weaned calves. If you'd like to know the estimated time a lot will sell or preview the video, go to SuperiorLivestock.com or call them 800-422-2117. And that's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes.